You're listening to SBS News.
National Cabinet has agreed in principle to a four-stage plan that includes a vaccination target of 70% of eligible people before the country can move to the next phase of the plan. Mr. Morrison says there is no set timeline to reach each phase, but he has confirmed in principle that people who are fully vaccinated will be subject to less strict restrictions than those who are not.
So if you get vaccinated, there will be special rules that apply to you. Why? Because if you're vaccinated, you present less of a public health risk. You are less likely to get the virus. You are less likely to transmit it. You are less likely to get a serious illness and be hospitalised, and you are less likely to die. And so that principle of easing restrictions on vaccinated residents, details of which are still to be worked through, is an important one that has been agreed in principle tonight.
It's something the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian was also saying earlier in the day. She reported 170 new COVID-19 cases in the state in the 24 hours till 8 p.m. Thursday from just over 95,000 tests. Of the new cases, only 65 were in isolation throughout all of their infectious period. There are currently 187 COVID-19 cases admitted to hospital, with 58 people in intensive care, 24 of whom require ventilation. Premier Berejiklian says case numbers are likely to fluctuate in coming days, and she's urging people to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
Given the numbers of infectious in the community, we are expecting to see those numbers bounce around. Obviously, today's number is considerably less than yesterday's, but don't assume that it won't be back up tomorrow, because whilst there are so many people infectious in the community, we expect to see those numbers bounce around. And what we do need is not just the stabilisation, but of course the numbers to go down. Calling upon everybody to come forward and get vaccinated. The advice on the AstraZeneca has changed, as you know, so anybody over 18 can come forward and get the vaccine.
And hundreds of troops will be in Greater Sydney from Monday to help police enforce stay-at-home orders. New South Wales has accepted the federal government's offer of 300 Defence Force personnel. Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says the Army's assistance is needed to ensure compliance with health orders because of the sharp increase in the number of cases and close contacts needing to isolate. Commissioner Fuller has also warned people thinking of attending any lockdown protests over the weekend to think again.
Please don't come into Sydney tomorrow to protest. If you do, you will be met by up to 1,000 police who will be ready to deal with you, whether that be via the health orders or other laws. We know that this is such an important time for New South Wales in terms of winning the battle against the virus, and coming into town to protest is not the answer. If you think you can splinter from that and protest somewhere else in Greater Sydney, that force will be mobile and will be waiting for you.
Meanwhile, the New South Wales Labor MP for Lakemba, which is in the lockdown area of Canterbury-Bankstown, has called for a calm approach and clearer messaging for the community. Jihad Dib has told the ABC while he understands the need for isolation orders to be enforced, he would like to see the ADF deployed to provide humanitarian assistance to locals who are struggling.
I think that there's an opportunity for the army to be the hero here. But we can't use language like boots on the ground, knocking door to door. What I'd like to see the army do is to be able to support. If they could support us by, you know, there's no shortage of people who need food hampers. There's no shortage of people who need some sort of support. There's no shortage of extra vaccination hubs that we can have. There's no shortage of opportunities to do a humanitarian kind of an effort, something that we would expect we need support with.
And one of Brisbane's biggest schools has been forced to close after a mystery COVID-19 case was detected. The 17-year-old girl is a student at Indooroopilly State High and was at the school for 2 days while infectious. The school has been forced to shut for 48 hours to allow health officials to conduct contact tracing. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says she's puzzled as to how the girl was infected with the virus.
So we'll have to wait till we get whole genome sequencing results back later today to be able to work out from where she's got this. So we do know that we have had 13 incursions of the virus into Queensland over the last 6 weeks. And we know that in any particular outbreak, someone can get infected, not have symptoms, and then spread the virus to someone else.
And Victoria has recorded 3 new local COVID-19 cases, all linked to current outbreaks and in isolation for their entire infectious period. One is a household contact of the Bacchus Marsh Grammar student, while the other two are a contact of a positive Richmond apartment block case and a Trinity Grammar staff member. Health Minister Martin Foley has welcomed the latest figures, but has issued an alert over wastewater virus detections across Melbourne.
Our response to these outbreaks is working, and it's working because Victorians support making sure that we drive these cases down to zero, but we are not there yet. There is still evidence of transmission out there in the community, and we need to continue to follow the public health rules to make sure that we can stay open and stay safe.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.